KQED.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. We're joined in this half hour by San Francisco-based Rupa Maria and the four musicians she plays and sings with, in a voice which NPR's Claire Blaustein described as sounding, quote, like sips of hot coffee with bits of spiced cake, end of quote. She's a physician who has worked both in internal medicine at San Francisco General Hospital and as a professor of internal medicine and as a physician in a free clinic for undocumented immigrants. But at night and during tours, she trades her stethoscope for a guitar, and her role is lead singer for Rupa and the April Fishes, and they're a band that sings music of many genres in English, French, Spanish, and Hindi. The band's latest album is called Build, and Maria and the four band members join us for this forum segment. Good to have you all here. Hear voices or
hello.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna hear their music more importantly, but I want to talk with Maria first. And doing medicine and music, talk with Rupa about medicine and music coming together. And you're at UCSF. There's a professor there of medicine named Laura Esserman, whom you probably know, who also has a band. Is this something that is going on at UCSF?
Yeah, it's an epidemic.
Women,
you gotta be careful.
Professors, but tell us a little bit about how you came into being. It was a mating call, I understand, in the mission. Is that
the band?
Yeah.
I went fishing off the bay, right? You know, right where the creek enters the bay. I got into a little boat and was looking for some musicians to play with. So I cast my fishing pole out, cast my line, and out came Misha with a cello, Misha Kalikulov, all the way from Uzbekistan into the San Francisco Bay. And next came Mario Alberto Silva. He's our trumpet player, born and raised in this area. He's originally from Nicaragua. And then Aaron Kerbel came out next, a drummer. He is from the island nation of Los Angeles. And finally, there's Safa Chokre with his bull fiddle. It was quite a sight.
It's an international group. You say that you're from the island Republic of San Francisco, I think.
Yeah, we're forward-thinking.
Yes. So you're on tour for quite a while and not practicing medicine. Did you miss it? Do you find yourself more comfortable on stage or actually treating people and helping people, doing medicine?
I do miss it. I do miss the colleagues that I have at UCSF, and I miss the environment of the hospital, taking care of patients, also in the clinic. This year has been a year where I've been on leave and making my living off of music and practicing medicine for free when I do practice. I'm specifically at the Clinica Martin Baró in the Mission, which every Saturday gives free health care to patients who walk in. And it's been a very interesting time of trying to understand for myself what it means to practice medicine as a doctor in a capitalist society where people make a lot of money off of other people's suffering.
Now, there is the kind of language I would have expected even earlier on. I mean, you're really a social activist. You have a strong social conscience and look at things through a somewhat socialist lens, yeah?
Was it the word capitalist that made you say social
Well, yeah,
activist?
No, I mean, because I know you've been with the Zapatistas. Capitalist. You've done many things in terms of social activism that, frankly, are quite admirable. But certainly, you talk a lot about exploitation of labor, about how people, especially farm people and people working their hands. You've been to India and visited the indigenous people there, as well as the indigent people there. I mean, this has been kind of a life force that you've been behind as well.
Well, I've been very curious since I've worked as a doctor. I feel doctors have a very privileged look at society, being on the front lines of society in a way. We get to see the disparities between different groups very easily and the healthcare outcomes that come with those disparities. So my curiosity around migration came through many encounters with patients here in San Francisco and the fear that people were having in coming to the doctor because of their immigration status. And that took me and the band on a long journey along the border where we were learning about immigration. And then that story took me deep into Chiapas, where I started learning about the agrarian reforms that came with NAFTA that led to a large landless group of people who no longer had the ability to subsistence farm. And so these economic policies that are driving this worldwide migration and leaving large, vast populations of people vulnerable to disease or vulnerable to socioeconomic problems.
And you take seeds with you now on tour?
Now we've been so. This study of agrarian reform has led us to think more deeply about food sovereignty. All these issues are related. It's like a giant web. And we
this isn't only with medicine, though. This is the music you write. I mean, you've written a song about Guantanamo, about the Occupy movement, about Oscar Grant. So, again, that social activism is coming from both sides of your life, the medical side and the music side.
Yeah, to me, it's more a process of being aware of what I'm confronted with in my immediate environment. So when someone gets, you know, shot in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, on our public transportation system, as a physician, I feel very much moved to look at this. You know, we have to treat people who are unruly all the time in the hospital, and we don't shoot them. A doctor has to train for several years before they can make decisions regarding life and death, whereas a police officer gets 6 months of police academy and they're given a gun. And we've seen how awry that can go. Which is not to say that I understand the stresses that the police force is confronted with, but as a citizen and as a doctor, I feel it's important to ask the questions, hey, how do we want our police force to be acting here in the Bay Area? How do we want people to be handling their responsibility and duty as civil servants? So it's not so much, one can call it social activism. I call it just thinking and thinking a lot.
And being a good citizen, yeah. Rupa Maria here with us, along with Rupa and the April Fishes, and we're going to hear her sing. You're hearing her voice. Let me, before we actually hear you, where does the name come from, the April Fishes?
Well, I was fishing in April off the coast of San Francisco in the bay. The April Fishes comes from a French idiom, poisson d'avril, which means April, which refers to the 1st of April, April Fools. So it's a rendition of the word April Fool.
Well, let's hear some music. And again, let me introduce the group. Rupa is on the guitar and does the vocals. Mario Alberto Silva on the trumpet. Aaron Kerbel, percussion and contraptions. Misha Kalikulov is on the cello. And Safa Chokre is on the upright bass. And this is the title track of the new album, Build. Can you tell us something about this?
Yeah, this song, this album, we were very excited to record in collaboration with Todd Sikafoos, who produced it with us. Now we're lucky to claim him as a Bay Area artist, composer, and producer. And the song Build is an homage to those people who have the courage to put the seed in the ground and to wait and to watch what nature will produce for us. It's a way of reclaiming seeing what belongs to life as belonging to life. It doesn't matter what's happening on Wall Street. It doesn't matter what's happening in Greece. It doesn't matter what's happening in those places. If you take a seed and you put it in the ground, we can feed ourselves. And so it's a call to that.
Okay. Rupa and the April Fishes, Build.
Mm-hmm. I put my hands to the ground. I feel the earth breathe. And I build, yeah. Got everything I need. Water, wind, and fire. Earth and sunshine. And sunshine, water, wind, and fire.
One hand clapping, the sound of two hands of one person clapping. Very, very good. Powerful. And the song has been described as a calling to life, or eternal life, what belongs to life, not the marketplace, our bodies, our foods, our connections to each other, the water, the seeds, the soil, the sun. You just heard Rupa and the April Fishes performing Build, which is the title track. You know, your music, we heard Metamorphosis in the Billboard and heard that. The range is, and I understand why you've got such an international following, because the range covers so many different genres of music. It's not only you sing fluently in so many different languages, but somebody's asking me to describe your music. I said, well, they rock sometimes. They got gypsy or Roma type music. They've got Latin tango. I mean, it's really, it's what we call a polyglot of different musical forms. And, I mean, funk, chanson, there's a little bit of everything you do. It's the range. I got to ask Aaron, though. I announced that you have contraptions there. That looks like a water cooler. I'm sorry.
Hi.
Yeah, the contraption that I announced is actually a water cooler. Is that what?
Yeah, it's just a water jug with water in it. I put a contact mic on there.
And how did you guys work out the rhythm in that with the sounds? Was that you doing, Rupa, or is that just something that came spontaneously out of the flow of the music?
Aaron, the drummer, and I have been the longest musical collaborators in the group, and that came out of a session we did in the studio. We get together and just mess around with loops and our voices and anything that makes sound. And there was a water cooler in there, and it just made the perfect, inexact swish. For me, it was a great symbol when you bring that thing on stage to see the commodification of water is just such a fascinating thing to me, how we can create these things that are actual needs for human life to exist, and then to sell it for a markup. So the false commodities, it's a real interesting piece to bring on stage with us. It makes a great sound.
And can you talk a little bit about the Guns of Brixton?
It's a rad song.
I'm not going to ask you to perform it. We've got another song in mind. But, again, it suggests the political impetus behind a lot of your music, doesn't it?
Yeah, that song, I first heard that song when I was really young, and I remember it stuck with me at that time. And it's a favorite song of Safa, the bass player, and mine. And as we were watching, as we tour around the world and witness the uprisings, the global awakening that we are in the middle of right now, and then the police response to that, that song, Guns of Brixton, just seems apt again and again, sadly. I remember when there were riots or people gathering in Oakland regarding Oscar Grant's death, his killing in the BART station. The police were announcing that the streets were not a place of lawful gathering. From their megaphones as people were gathering to voice their outrage at what had happened in their community. And it's a scary thing in America when our streets are no longer a place of lawful gathering. What places do we have in common anymore? What things belong to no one and belong to all of us? And the Guns of Brixton, I think, raises that question. What do we do? What do we do when we're at this point?
You're hearing the voice again of lead singer and guitarist Rupa Marya of Rupa and the April Fishes. She's also a doctor on the faculty at UCSF. And here with the other April Fishes, Safa Chokre, who does upright bass, Misha Kaliukko. It's a good... Help me with your last name, Misha.
Kalikulov.
Kalikulov.
Pronounce it the right way.
Spasiba.
Kalikulov.
Kalikulov. And he's on the cello, and Aaron Kerbel on percussion, and Mario Alberto Silva on trumpet. We're going to hear another song from the group, but before we do, I'd like to invite those of you listening to join us. If you're fans of Rupa and the April Fishes, if you have a question, if you have a response to the music, we certainly welcome your thoughts and joining the program. You can, in fact, join us now toll free at 866-733-6786. Feel free to bring your own voice into this, and we do welcome your calls. Again, it's 866-733-6786. If you've seen them perform, or if you like the music you hear, if you have some thoughts or questions, again, we welcome your involvement. You can also email us, forum@kqed.org, or post any questions or comments on our website by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on this segment, or by going to our Facebook page or tweeting us, and our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. The number we're going to hear now is Like I Do, and maybe, Rupa, you can give us some background on this. I know this goes from declarations of apologies to unapologetics. This is an unapologetic song.
Yes, it is.
Tell us about that.
Well, I started writing it about, oh gosh, I think 5 or 6 years ago. 5 years ago. 5 years ago, and I finished it a couple months ago. And this song is kind of a romp in celebrating being single and free, which was an important period for me.
Were you married before?
I was married before, and the music picked up, the marriage couldn't support and stand that change. And
the music picked up, and so did you, in other words. You know?
Yeah, I lifted off.
You launched.
I launched. Nice. It was a very, very, very difficult breakup. And what happened in that period of time is this intense vulnerability and this intense travel with the band. And this album build is a reflection of that. Lots of songs that are looking very much outward, and then these very tender songs like Metamorphosis, which are looking inward. And
that's really almost a ballad. It is a ballad.
Yeah, Metamorphosis is a ballad. Yeah. And so that balance was an interesting one to strike as I was writing the songs and not really questioning where they were going, but just allowing my heart to speak. And this song, Like I Do, is a celebration of being in a woman in her mid-30s.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ready?
1, 2, 1, 2. Did it wrong.
Wow. That's kind of almost like a swing sound, and congratulations on that. Does that liberate the musicians, too, as much as it does the singer? You guys feel freer when you play that? They're nodding their heads? Yeah, okay. All giving affirmation here. I mean, that really is kind of bust-out music, isn't it? Is there a problem? I mean, you do so many things so well, but is there a problem in not having kind of a brand signature type of music and just being so eclectic?
All over the map.
But that's what you want. You don't want to be defined, right?
We believe notions of nationality and genre are provincial, and we're kind of over them. So, you know,
is this what they used to call world music?
I don't even know if this is world music. Some people call world music music that brown people play that appeals to white people's sentiments. but I don't even know what we think of those things anymore. White, brown, world. This is music for us.
Can I just say it? This is music.
This is music.
Yeah. And let's hear from some callers and hear what they have to say. Catherine, let's begin with you, joining us from Palo Alto. Good morning. You're on Forum. Welcome. Catherine, are you there? Go ahead, please.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Thank you for taking my call. I would just really love to hear a little bit about the extraordinary balance that she's achieved in her work life between her work in the medical profession, her musical career, and her social activism. It's highly unusual, and you should talk a little bit about that. I'll take the comments off the air.
Yeah, well, the call's breaking up a bit, but she's talking about just this amazing kind of harmony you've found between practicing medicine, playing music, singing, and being a social political activist.
Thank you for
that. A lot of hats to wear.
Thank you for the question. I feel the very practical aspect of that, the balance between being a doctor and other things, any other things, is very much supported by by UCSF, by my work at UCSF. The Department of Medicine at UCSF has really struggled to find work-life balance for the physicians who work there. And I remember I was approached by a novelist when I was an intern, Chris Adrian. He is a pediatrician and a novelist, and he took one look at me in the emergency room my internship year, and he said, "You look like an artist who is suffering. Let me take you out to breakfast." So we went out to breakfast, and he started talking to me about doing my medicine part-time, which he was doing through residency. So I did my 3-year residency over 5 years.
And what an intuitive guy, though.
He was pretty. He's a Jedi. Yeah, a Jedi Knight. And so then I completed my residency in 5 years. And then at the end of residency, they invited me to stay on as faculty part-time. And so it means for several years I worked 50%, so 6 months on the road with the band and 6 months in the hospital.
You're in the Division of Hospital Medicine, we should mention. You just returned from a 3-month tour around the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Europe, and heading on to India and Indonesia starting in January.
Yeah, we'll be heading out there. We're doing a project around the farmer suicides in India. There have been 250,000 farmers who have killed themselves since 1997, often drinking the pesticides that Monsanto has provided them while putting them into debt, so creating this cycle of debt in the Indian agricultural system that didn't used to exist before the economics around agrarian reform were pushed through in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So now what we're seeing is this increasing rise of inequality still in India and in hunger, people not being able to be fed while there's plenty of food to go around. So we'll be going there and playing in urban environments, playing festivals, as well as going and working with farmers and just going to witness what's happening and learn how to give voice to it in music.
Let's give voice to some more of our callers, and we'll go to Raj, who joins us from Palo Alto. Raj, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi there. I just wanted to call and say hello to Rupa. I'm a big fan, very proud of her. I've been listening to her for many, many years.
That's my brother.
Well, it's nice to hear some sibling love here. You've been listening to her for how many years? Are you the older brother or the younger brother?
Yeah, I've been listening to her since she started making her first sound, so it's been many years now. I'm not going to reveal the age unless she chooses to.
Well, she said she's a woman in her 30s. She already did.
There you go.
Well, good of you to call. And you do enjoy your sister's music.
Yeah, in fact, I wanted to say I'm most proud of this album of all of hers. I think that this is something that kind of takes a new direction and a new departure from the sound that she really kind of blossomed out with. And I feel like, you know, the sort of metamorphosis, getting the jazz undertones, that to me sounds very much like Norah Jones-Z type of a sound has become my favorite. And in that sort of tangent, was just thinking of how Rupa can help carry the torch as we, you know, lost a very big, powerful person in world music with Ravi Shankar's passing. So,
yeah, do you play music also, Raj? Are you a musician?
No, I'm a professional listener.
Oh, okay. Well, you're like me then. It's good to hear from you, and I thank you for the call. Actually, we're going out of this segment. We're going to go out with the song Guns of Brixton, which you're hearing. I want to thank Rupa and the April Fishes. Thank you all for playing for
us. Thank you, Michael.
Continue to do all that you do, and appreciate very much your being with us. Forum is produced by Judy Campbell and Irene Noguchi. Our engineer is Danny Bringer. Our engagement producer, Amanda Stupai, with online support from David Marks. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll. Executive producer, Raul Ramirez. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation in honor of Louise and Claude Rosenberg.